You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We see attitude, a mentality that was worn. It's very interesting. People, when they drive, then on the dashboard, sometimes a light pops up. So what are these light presents? Could be
oil change,
or what else?
Gas.
Gasoline.
Temperature.
Brakes.
Time for Torah.
Today they can tell you how much air you have in your tire.
Yeah.
So if they, there was something that would tell you how much air you have inside of you, and like that would be great. Like how much gava you have. That'll be excellent. But now, Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave him chokhmah, then you this tire needs more air. So now let's say your car, Chas v'Shalom, not for anyone, never happens, one of these lights are burned. Let's say the oil warning. So now it doesn't go on. Is it good? Is that good? Yeah? It's good that it doesn't go on?
It's a warning sign.
So it's good that it goes on?
Yes.
But if it was burned,
what?
If was the bulb or the system, it's not working. Like let's say the gas warning, the light doesn't go on. Yeah, there are many cars, they call it return. You have to take it back to the dealer. So because the gauge doesn't work, it gets stuck. They have many incidents. So when it works, it shows you the light. You're happy or not happy? Yeah. You're happy, but you have to spend money. You have to put oil in it. If it tells you you need gas, you're happy? Yeah? So if it doesn't work, so you don't know that you have gas or not, oil or not, no?
You're going to stuck in the desert.
Ah, Chazal Baruch, yeah. So now here, we see, in two parashiyot, the Ribono Shel Olam has a special light on the dashboard too. It's called Sara'at. So if somebody sees Sara'at, should be happy or not? Be happy?
Embarrassed, but happy.
But is it good? Is it good that he gets Sara'at? Yeah? So how come today we don't get the Sara'at?
Because we don't see any
Lashon Hara. Very nice. Yeah. Because nobody says Lashon Hara, so that's obvious.
We have a
bit of so now here we were informed that it says, Adam ki hiye bo ne'ra tzara'at vehuva el ha'kohen. What does it mean? It says Adam that will have tzara'at, he should be brought to the Kohen, right? So now the question that is asked, animals, would they get tzara'at? They wouldn't. So what's the need to say Adam ki hiye bo nega tzara'at?
Because the house also can.
I'm sorry?
The house also can get.
Yes, of course. But here nega tzara'at, it's obviously it would say that the color of the skin is sapachat baheret, it says. So the wall actually is a different story. So the answer here is, the unfortunate matter here is, at the time that they had the status of the Adam, Hashem will warn him. The problem here is that, oh, you know the answer already. You see what happened? What happened?
The bulb is not there right now.
I'm sorry?
We don't have the warning system.
No. One more time. It says, Adam ki yebo nega tzara'at. So that means, people don't show at the time that people act like Adam, so you would warn him, right? Yes? So now, how can we not be warned at this time? So now, back to the car. So now, if the system works, it tells you how much air you need in the tire, how much oil you need in the oil, how much gasoline you need, or what are the examples? Oh, it even tells you who is next to you, right? It warns you that they should not go off the line, right? Yes? Or it tells you how far you can go back, right? It tells you all this direction. So that means this car is very... It's very...
Updated,
right? So now, the cars that they don't have this system, that means they... They're ready to be... To be taken to junkyard. Yeah. So now, here at the time that they were updated, so Hashem will warn them. So now, at the time that people are ready to be taken to... You understand the concept? Yes? So that's what the whole point here is. And that's why it's really... very hard to digest this matter, because this mentality, not healthy mentality, was asked to leave the camp, and he has to announce that nobody should come close to him. And when he goes out, within 7 days, he's not permitted to speak to nobody that even they are outside. Yeah, and he's not permitted to learn Torah. He cannot speak to nobody, and he cannot learn Torah for 7 days. So what is he supposed to do all these 7 days? He cannot speak to nobody.
He can speak to himself.
So what?
He can be with other people that have Sarah.
Yes, exactly, yes. So why Hashem is punishing him in such a very, very severe way? Why?
He has to be alone.
Why?
Because
he cannot speak. Here we know that Ribono Sholam, Ishtabach Shem Olad, he deals with us the way we have dealt with other people. So here it says that Badad Yeshiv. What does Badad mean? You heard about the term Hitbodedut.
Yes.
Right. Badad means he has to go to quarantine. He has to be separated, isolated. Why? Because this ill mentality made many, many, many people and families badad. He caused disaster for people and families. He separated people from one another. So that's why, in the same way, he has to be punished. He has to go out. And he has to announce and scream, don't come near me, because he is impure. And he has to go sit out there, and even the same type of people that are out there, that they slandered, he cannot talk to them. And he has to read phone book for 1 week. No Torah, no nothing.
But he can give the message.
That he has to come to his senses, that what a disaster he caused for other people.
And it did work.
I'm sorry?
It did work. It worked.
It has to work, because we see here that he's not out of there till he has to be re-evaluated by the doctor, the spiritual doctor. He bought many, many, many ointment on Amazon. He went to many, many skin doctor. He took lots and lots of antibiotic. Didn't work. It's not going to work. But here, back to the beginning of our discussion, leprosy exists, but we don't see it. There was one time it was out of the skin. Now it's under the skin. So that means one could be afflicted, affected by full of sarat under his skin, and he doesn't see it, because the way that Hashem treats with us hasn't changed. It's still the same. But the point of matter here is that we see such an unbelievable thing, that this warning was such a privilege. Now, right away, you will see it. Right away, you have to fix yourself. The car is pulling, you have to put some air. You need oil, you need gas. But today, people, is part of their socializing. If you don't talk about other people, what would you talk about? That's what you talk about. And that's why we have such a unbelievable chapters in Torah Tana Lusha to inform us that for many, many other subjects, such as Shabbat, Tefillin, Kashrut, Mezuzah, Torah Tana Lusha has not spent so much Pesukim to warn us about this matter. So that means we should not make it something that is normal to do and needs lots of awareness and discipline. And you have to be aware that Chas v'Shalom do not make it a habit. You like Siravi? Yeah? You know what Siravi is? No?
Marak Regel.
Sorry?
Marak Regel.
Yeah, Marak Regel. You know what that is? Yeah? Yeah? Happened to be somebody made a Siravi and invite many, many people. So you know, everybody was waiting to eat the Siravi. So they served the Siravi. And everybody started eating, and almost they just fainted from the smell and taste. So people started asking, what happened here? So the balabai, the host, took the wife, to the kitchen and asked him, what happened here? It tastes terrible. So what do you mean? I put zire, cumin, zarchube, turmeric, paprika, everything, He says, well, why does it taste like this? Did you clean the inside of the siravi? He said, no, I forgot. Moravi Rabotai, don't forget this siravi for the rest of your life. You read Tehillim, you read Tefillah, you read Torah. But your mouth is not clean. It's going to have the same taste in Shamayim when they hear your Tefillah. Why? Because when the mouth is not clean, is as terrible as sirabi that is not clean, no matter what you put in it. Don't talk about anybody, because Chas v'Shalom, all this tefillah, all the tehillim that you read, has to be reach nechoach in shamayim. But if it's not cleaned inside, makes people sick, and that's what's going to happen in shamayim. This mashal is a very powerful mashal. Have it always in your head. One word, you talk about other people, you destroy the siravi. That's it. All the tehillim, all the tefillot, all the Torah that you learn. When one word comes out of your mouth about somebody else, that's it. Enjoy the siravi. Clean it up. And that's what they want to hear, your tefillah in shamayim. And Hashem is like, Bezat Hashem, to be able to make your reach nichoach.
Amen.
Good smell. Bezat Hashem, effective tefillot nishamayim. Amen.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.